With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The sounds of Christmas echo through the subdued streets of Bethlehem. The ongoing war in Gaza putting a damper on this year's Christmas celebration in the West Bank city, with the usual crush of tourists notably absent. Far away in Paris, celebrations have taken on a more festive air as the 12th century landmark Notre Dame Cathedral has reopened 5 years after a devastating fire almost destroyed the iconic house of worship. Christmas has brought no pause to the bloodshed wrought by the war in Ukraine. No end to the spiral of violence in Haiti, where there's been a deadly gang attack on the reopening of the largest hospital in Port-au-Prince.
Apart from the central bank building, the port of Port-au-Prince, and the presidential palace, all the city center of Port-au-Prince is controlled by gangs. And there is a powerful alliance of several gangs put together called Vivansin, and they claimed responsibility for the attack, and they posted a video online saying the reason why we attacked this hospital is because we didn't authorize the government to reopen it. They should have asked us. So you see how wrong things are in Haiti and how powerful these gangs are.
The BBC's Leonardo Russia. Also at SRNnews.com, thundering surf, severe flooding along California's central coast. Residents are on high alert a day after the wicked weather was blamed for one man's death and the partial collapse of a pier in Santa Cruz. Two people are missing, one of them presumed dead after being swept out to sea. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano putting on quite the Christmas show, shooting lava high into the air for a second day. However, it's posing no threat to any homes or other properties nearby. This is SRN News. New poll looks at family and politics.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it charts the impact political polarization is having on relations between people who are related to one another. According to the study, 12% of all voters are cutting off certain family members over political disagreement. Democrats are much more likely to take such an action. Nearly one in four Democratic voters is cutting off a family member compared to 5% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minneapolis has softened an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. The city council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities and also agreed to pay the plaintiff's legal fees. Brian Gibson, chief executive officer of Pro-Life Action Ministries, says the decision amounts to an admission by the city that the law did violate the First Amendment. This is SRN News. Lest we forget, ceremonies have taken place in Belgium, marking the 80th anniversary of one of the fiercest battles of the Second World War. Ceremonies commemorating the World War II Battle of the Bulge.
It began as an overwhelming surprise attack by Germany through the dense woods of the Ardennes, a place familiar to military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
I've lived in that area when I had served as an infantry commander over there. Yeah, and it's tough.
The battle lasted 45 days, marked by General Patton's successful breakthrough of the siege of Allied defenders in the key city of Bastogne. Victory had its cost.
Our casualties were in the neighborhood of 81,000, of which 8,400 were killed.
This year, 100-year-old veteran David Marshall attended the commemoration, saying the young should study war in order to prevent any future war. George Williams reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.